Good evening and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, episode 9 of Star of Vengeance. In our last episode, George and Suey, after a rough landing on the Habitoid Ugly, went out in search of the restaurant with a trap door that leads to the catacombs where the members of the cult who eat the fried chicken from the restaurant hang out. But Ducky Poo escaped and got there first, and the cult members, tired of chicken, decided to find out whether he'd make a good soup. Suey charged in and rescued him.
Hey!
Now the question is, who'll rescue Suey from the irate would-be diners?
Find out after this message.
Howard! 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 Wake up!
What
is it? Oh, Howard, it's dreadful! We've got Nanos.
Nanos? What? Where? I mean, Em, are you sure?
Yes, in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yes, they took the stove into a pile of bottle openers, and now they're starting on the garbage thing. Oh, Howard, do something!
But what can I do?
Well, you could call Drexler Pest Control.
What's that?
Our patented Tiny Titan disassemblers will dispose of the most common household nanos in just minutes. And our mop-up squad, that's patent pending, will clean up whatever's left. So if you have nano problems, remember the name.
Hello, Drexler Pest Control?
Star of Vengeance, Episode 9. Guardians of the Jewel! When we last left our heroes, they were involved in an altercation over a duck. Unfortunately, the other side has all the nasty sharp knives, and the people carrying them are hungry and annoyed.
Now, wait a minute, hold it. Everybody just calm down. Now, Suey, can't you just let him have the duck?
Certainly not. Ducky Poo is not just an ordinary duck.
Well, we can talk about this, can't we? I mean, work out some kind of compromise? We can discuss this like reasonable people. Here, have some spaghetti.
Well, all right, we'll talk, but we better get the duck. I'll try that spaghetti.
Be sure to choose a strand with a red dot for yourself, Georgie. They're the ones without the tribe, whatever it is.
Yeah, right, I knew that. Don't call me George.
They're chewing it. Hey, Georgie, they like it.
Yeah, well, they can't be expected to know any better. You know, it's not so very long ago you might have done the same. So, what do you folks do here?
We guard the way to the sacred jewel.
Our community depends on us to keep it safe.
Sacred jewel? The name of this sacred jewel wouldn't by any chance be the Star of Vengeance, would it?
Oh, you heard of it. We call it Robert, but I hear some unbelievers have called it the Star of Vengeance.
Gosh, I'm sleepy. You guys keep watch. I'm
going to
take a nap.
Why, Suey, that's amazing. How did you know their sacred jewel was the Star of Vengeance?
Suddenly, the Omnitron's answer made sense to me. You asked, when is a star not a star?
Yeah?
You idiot.
Well, okay, so when is a star not a star?
When it's a gem. You've heard of star sapphires, haven't you?
Well, yeah, but the sapphires aren't very valuable, are they?
I don't know. But then there's the Star of Africa. I think that's a diamond. A big one.
Ooh, big diamond.
Well, whatever it is, we can find out soon enough. Let's start looking around. If they're here to guard it, it's got to be around here somewhere.
Well, I think they said they're here to guard the way to it.
Well, then it's got to be through one of these doors. Do you still have the paper where you wrote the Omnitron's answer? Come on, read it back to me now.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Let me see here. I think it's in here someplace. Wait a minute. Oh, here it is, I think. Oh, wait a minute. That's a script from episode 5. I don't know what that is. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go.
Yeah?
In the catacombs of Ugly, the Star of Vengeance lies on a giant stone chrysanthemum with fried chicken on every side.
Okay, let's start trying doors and keep a lookout for a chrysanthemum.
Well, there. chrysanthemum look like, anyway?
Let your hair, don't brush it. Oh, see anything there?
Just a bunch of old bicycles.
Oh, I think this is the last one.
Where does it go?
How should I know? I've never been here before. Let's go look, shall we? Nice acoustics. Wish I'd brought my swim fins.
Here's something.
What?
Oh, janitor's. This one's locked.
Georgie, this must be it. Hang on a second. It's just a mechanical lock. Should be no trouble at all for my handy all-purpose tool here.
Oh, that's okay.
There. Now, let's see what's inside. Wow! Oh, magnificent!
Look there in the middle. Do you think that's the chrysanthemum?
It looks like one. Ooh, look at all the chicken bones in this place.
I'm afraid they're not all from chickens.
Could that be the Star of Vengeance? It's as big as your fist!
But it's all dark-colored. It can't be a diamond. Well, here, go to the other side. Shine the light through.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, that color. Suey, This can only be one thing.
What? What?
There's only one substance, that peculiar shade of brown. Uh-huh. I think this must be a crystal of pure perpigillium.
What? Are you sure?
Yes.
There must be almost a kilogram.
Oh, it must be. Quick, put it in this paper bag.
Do I dare pick it up?
Well, it might be best not to touch it with your hands.
Oh,
it's probably very delicate. Here, wrap it up in this tissue paper first and then put it in.
Now, let's get out of here before someone comes and finds those guards passed out on the floor.
Quack! Thieves! Robbers! When we found the night shift asleep and I smelled the tri-ribo-higgledy-piggledy relaxomide on their breaths, I knew something was up. Didn't I tell you?
No, violent bells while trying to steal these sacred jewel rabbit. You die.
Oh, no, they're blocking the only exit.
I don't suppose you'd like some spaghetti.
Hold it! If you come one step closer, I'll throw it to the ground and smash it into 3,705 individual fragments.
Yeah.
Fool, don't you realize that's a crystal of pure perpigillium? You just chipped the floor, is all. Seize that!
Oh, and you said it was delicate!
I guess I was thinking of some other metal.
It looks grim for George and Suey.
And the people!
Forget about the duck!
Can they convince the sword-wielding cult members that they're just innocent tourists who didn't mean any harm?
That's a perfectly reasonable explanation.
Give me a minute and I'll think of it.
Find out in the next and final episode of Star of Vengeance.
Final episode? Sounds rather ominous.
My love. No. My darling. Yes, that's better. My darling, ever since we met.
Yes?
My darling.
Me?
Ever since we met, I have worshipped you from afar, but I can no longer stand to be silent. I have come to take you away from all this.
Are you?
Please, oh please, say you'll be mine.
I think you must walk next door.
This tragedy could so easily have been averted if only he'd been wearing a Beanfester hat when they first met. Beanfester hats get you noticed and remembered. When you wear a customized neon special, or our new Propeller Delight, or an avocado popper topper, people will look at you in a new way. Don't just blend into the crowd. Wear a Beanfester hat.
My darling.